Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 2 of The Flash, Fastest Man Alive, written by Andrew Kreisberg and Jeff Johns and directed by David Nutter. Fastest Man Alive continues the goodwill The Flash earned from its pilot, and the show is quickly establishing itself as just a darn good bit of fun. Most of DC's live-action media these days is modeled after what Christopher Nolan did with the Batman series: dark, gritty, tortured superheroes who view what they do as a burden. The problem is, nobody really does that as good as Nolan does, which is why you end up with stuff like Man of Steel or the first season of Arrow. The fact that Barry is having a blast with his powers, his cheerful narration, and his all-around earnestness are quickly making The Flash stand out as true comic book fun done right. The episode pits Barry against Multiplex, an obscure choice to bring to the screen, but probably a good idea for an early episode Freak of the Week type deal. Fastest Man Alive essentially refreshes what happened to the pilot, and while it doesn't really move any kind of narrative forward, it demonstrates that the show will be fun to watch, even if it treads water for an episode. That's a useful skill to have. Barry's group is a big part of what makes the show work. Cisco and Caitlin are fun to be around, though I'm not sure if the writers actually want us to believe her husband Ronnie is dead. I mean, sure, he's allegedly dead, but it was in the particle accelerator, so he'll probably be back. Tom Cavanaugh is a blast as Harrison Wells, clearly delighting in chewing scenery in a superhero setting, and showing just enough menace in his eyes that it's clear he probably not got the best intentions. Plus, you know, he did stab that guy at the end, a pretty clear sign that he's probably evil. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Flashcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Flash and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, speedsters.